Triss slapped the flat of her blade across the pure ferret's rump, admonishing her like a clumsy novice.
I never told you to pick it up again. Tell me, how does it feel being treated like a slave?
Triss contemptuously turned her back and walked away. Kerda's anger at the way she was being treated overcame fear. She grabbed the heavy sabre with both paws and charged screeching at Triss's unprotected back. The squirrel maid skipped to one side as the sabre point buried itself in the earth. Triss whirled and struck the blade with all her might. It was a sturdy sabre, but no match for the great sword of Martin the Warrior. There followed a loud metallic clang as the sabre snapped in two halves. Kerda stood shocked, staring at the broken weapon in her paws. Then she ran for her life. Triss sped after her, yelling,
"You can run, but there's nowhere you can hide, coward! I'll get you!"
Kerda looked back as she ran full pelt to see Triss hot on her trail. It was a fatal mistake. The pure ferret tripped on a protruding tree root and slammed down heavily on the lake bank. She was lying curled up and still when Triss reached her. Triss saw the broken sabre blade, which was still held tight in both of her enemy's paws. Kerda had fallen onto the broken blade. She stared up at the squirrel maid through dead eyes. Sagax picked up the crown of Sarengo from where it had fallen and gave it to Triss.
I think this belongs to you now.
Bitter tears welled in the squirrel maid's eyes as she sat gazing at her slain foe.
She cheated me of my revenge.
Logalog gently removed the sword from her grasp.
No, she never, Trissy. You defeated her fair and square.
Grasping the shrew's paw, Triss pulled herself upright.
But she killed herself by accident.
Placing the sword back over Triss's shoulder, the Gausim chieftain shook his head firmly.
What would you have done if you caught up with her, eh? Made Kerda fight on with a broken blade? No, matey, that's not your style. You come to slay a beast in cold blood. Ain't that right, Sagax?
Aye, right, friend. Kerda lived and died like a coward, running away. Think about it, Triss. You wouldn't allow yourself to dishonour Martin's sword by using it to slay that gutless craven when she wasn't properly armed. You aren't a killer. There's a lot more to you than that. Martin chose you for the creature you are, right?
Triss tucked the crown into her belt.
Thank you for your kind words, Sagax. You are right.
Logalog threw a paw about her shoulders.
Of course he is. Come on, let's go home, Triskar, sword maid.
Skerim came hopping up, rubbing a bruised forehead.
I say, chaps, would some beast mind cutting this confounded rope off me foot paws? It's tight as blazes.
Sagax took a mighty swing with his battle axe.
Eulalia!
The hare closed his eyes and winced as the axe chopped clean through the ropes that bound his foot paws together.